Alright, so today's devotion is about Sambalat and Tobiah, two different characters of common trait. Line 13.
Two rebels leaders, Sambalat and Tobiah, wanted to stop Nehemiah from repairing the wall of Jerusalem, but they failed. The enemies ridiculed Nehemiah and his team as they made some efforts to rebuild the city of God. The scripture reported the attacks from Sambalat and Tobiah, but it so happened when Sambalat heard that we were rebuilding the wall, that he was furious and very indignant and mocked the Jews. And he spoke before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, okay, what?
Okay. Before you read that, Sambalat and Tobiah, they were furious when they heard that Nehemiah wanted to mobilize people to build the wall of Jerusalem. I guess we should first of all ask a question. Why were they furious? Why were they angry? Why were they upset when these people, Sambalat and Tobiah, heard that Nehemiah was about to build the wall of Jerusalem? They need to refresh our memory. The wall of Jerusalem was like a complete collapsed wall. The wall was not standing anymore. The bigger part of it has fallen because nobody maintained the wall for a very long time. There were not many people in town to keep up with maintenance. And we knew that there was war that broke out from King of Babylon, King Nebuchadnezzar, who came to Jerusalem to break the wall, break the temple, took the articles, treasures from God's temple, took people captives, and left the city desolate. It was only a few people that occupied the entire city. It was like an abandoned place. So, after some time, people started to have children. The city was coming back to life. Some numbers kept increasing gradually, but it was not a total, complete number of people. You say this city is very full. The wall was still there, broken. Nehemiah was not a dweller of Jerusalem. He was not living in Jerusalem at this time. Nehemiah was in Babylon. He was a captive. He was a slave. He was a servant. But he still remembered his root. Like some of our children today. Even though they are Americans, they still recognize themselves as Nigerian. That is their root. So Nehemiah saw Jerusalem as his root. And when he heard the news that the wall of Jerusalem has collapsed, the man was upset, the man was depressed, the man wanted to do something. He found favor in the sight of the king, who gave him a letter. He gave him authorization that he should return. He gave him some gift that he should go back and rebuild the wall of Jerusalem. Now, when he got to Jerusalem, he was about to start working on the wall. This is what led to the story of these two people, Sambalat and Tobiah. Sambalat and Tobiah, let me read that first paragraph again. Two rebel leaders, Sambalat and Tobiah, wanted to stop Nehemiah from repairing the wall of Jerusalem, but they failed. The enemies ridiculed Nehemiah and his team as they made some efforts to rebuild the city of God. The scripture reported the attacks from Sambalat and Tobiah. This is their word. But it so happened when Sambalat heard that we were rebuilding the wall, that he was furious, very indignant, and mocked the Jews, and he spoke before his brethren and the army of Samaria. Now, again, the question we are asking now is, why are they upset, Sambalat and Tobiah? Why are they upset? Explain the reason for them being upset. Yes.
They didn't believe in God. They may be against God's works and against his people.
They may be against God's word and against people. Okay. They will make their country weaker. All right.
They are always on the side of oppression. They are rebels. So anything good that will come out, that will come out from the Jewish side, is always on their own negative. They never wanted anything good to happen to the Jews, because they have considered themselves to be rebels, and they never wanted any good thing to come out of what they have succeeded in destroying. I mean, that's just my...
Okay, so we're talking about July 13. This story, July 13 Bible Combo, this story is centralized on Sambalat and Tobiah. So, what we need to understand from here, thank you for the contributions. The reason why I'm asking this question, I want us to have a look, a critical look into this is, because this thing happened many years back, but it's still happening today. So sometimes we need to bring our consciousness to this, that this thing is still happening today. You are a child of God. You are probably going through it right now, and you don't know. Right? But we need to get some lessons out of this, because how God helped these people, God helped Nehemiah and his people, the principle they applied, the faith they applied, we can borrow the same thing for us to have similar victory. Because if we fast forward, eventually we realize that Nehemiah prevailed. And so as children of God, we are also children of God like Nehemiah, we are also going to prevail. Excuse me, Sambalat and Tobiah were upset when they heard that Nehemiah was about to build the wall of Jerusalem. Was building a wall a bad thing? Okay. From Grace's response, she said that probably they were thinking of war, that there will be war or something else. It's you looking at it from a literary point of view. It's much more than that. They were not caring for the war. It's not like they wanted a better war, or they want the war built at the proper time that it would be more secured. No. They were furious. They were angry. They started to react because they did not want Nehemiah's success. And they do not want a good well-being of the people of Jerusalem. Sambalat and Tobiah were enemies. They were not Jews, but they fall into the same region because the government was under Babylon. So provinces and different sections, different countries, is like empire. Actually, it was an empire. So different countries were under single empire. So Sambalat and Tobiah were from different place, but under the same jurisdiction, the same province with Jerusalem. They were not people of God. They were critics of God's people. And the reason why I said that we need to understand that there's so much lesson we should learn, and we probably need to pay attention to what is happening around us. Perhaps we are the Nehemiah of our time. It's because when you want to do something good and there's so much ugly head being raised around you, it's the same syndrome with Tobiah and Nehemiah. The same mindset, the same experience, the same feeling, the same battle. Amen. As children of God, God is good. We are God's children. We are God's people. We have good focus. We want to do something good for God, do good things for other people. The devil doesn't want it that way. The devil has an evil agenda. It was always God's enemy. It's God's enemy, and it will be God's enemy till eternity. Now, as a child of God who wants to do good things, the devil will want to attack what you want to do. If not attacking you, he will want to attack your work, because it will glorify God, and he does not want that. Let us first of all get that one clear. So Sambalat and Tobiah do not want anything that will glorify God. They didn't want it. So they would do anything to make sure that it did not happen. That's the first thing we need to learn from this. So as children of God, we have good intention. We want to go extra mile. We want to do something good for God. The devil will want to stop you. How would the devil want to stop somebody from doing God's work? This is Sunday school. Can we contribute? Yes, Deborah. Yeah, true people. Thank you. True people. The devil is an angel, a fallen angel. We don't see him physically. You don't see your Gabriel physically. You don't even see God, our creator, physically. The devil also has similar trait. He's an invisible angel, an invisible being. But for him to be able to achieve his goal, he will use human beings that you can see. Factors around us that can affect us is what he will want to use against us. We need to understand this. I used to say it, but I do not know how to say it better, that the devil is not all powerful. The devil cannot do everything. Right? The devil cannot slap you as you are sitting down right now. I'm standing up right now. It doesn't. It cannot. It does not have the power. It doesn't have that opportunity. But he will use a fellow human being to achieve his goal. That's the enemy for you. So we need to be careful. Not everything that is happening around us comes from them, from people, or factors that we see. It's because there is devil that is behind it. Once you understand your enemy, let me tell you, brethren, your problem is half solved. It's like, if not 50%, at least 40%. You know that this is an enemy. Trust me, you will sleep like a tiger or a cat. You know cat, right? They don't close their eyes 100%. If anything moves around them, you will see that they will move their body. At least they will try to open their eyes. That is when you have a consciousness of something that is around you. So we need to understand this. It's not every battle. You know, when people are doing it, they may not know that it's the devil that is using them. But that is not your business. Your business is that you don't let down your guard, so that the enemy does not achieve his goal in your lives. Amen. We're still talking about the first paragraph so far. Let us know that there's always Sambalat and Tobiah. This ministry, we have our own Sambalat and Tobiah. I mean, there's honest criticism, and that is how we can improve our lives. But when we're talking about this topic, they don't have good intention. Their intention is to demoralize you, okay? Weaken your strength, discourage you, with the ultimate goal of stopping you. Hallelujah. I will repeat it again. There's always Sambalat and Tobiah in everything that you are doing as a child of God. This ministry, I just finished saying it, has its own Sambalat and Tobiah. Alright? Me as a person, a child of God first, before a servant of God, I have my own Sambalat and Tobiah. You too. Now, if I tend to pay attention to Sambalat and Tobiah and want it to down to their tone, there is no way I'll be able to fulfill God's mandate. And that is the enemy's intention right there. So why we say this is because we need to have a consciousness that we must not sleep 100%. Sambalat and Tobiah. We must have consciousness of that. Hallelujah. Do you have Sambalat and Tobiah in your life? The answer is yes. Are you conscious of him or her? That question, that answer belongs to you. It's not me. Hallelujah. Some of us don't know what we face as a result of us carrying the banner of God. But don't let me say more than that. Amen. Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 1 to 3.
For it came to pass that when Sambalat heard that we builded the wall, he was wrought and took great indignation and mocked the Jewish. And he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stone out of the heap of the rubbish which are burned? Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, even that which they built, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. Verse 4, hear, O our God, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity.
Thank you, man. Now, when they heard that Nehemiah and his people was able to successfully build a wall, they were enraged. They were enraged. Can you imagine when you have success and your enemies start to have a running stomach? They are upset. There's a fire that is burning in them. Like, they are so aggravated because they already set a kind of limit to, you know, like, people that have influence, they want to, they think like, it happens to everybody, maybe at your place of work. Like, if they don't give you a recommendation, you don't get promotion. So now, all of a sudden, they now heard that God has promoted you without their consent, without their endorsement, right? And that those people thought that the key of their lives, of your life, is in their hands. And all of a sudden, they now heard that the key is not there. Actually, God can promote you without them. They become destabilized. Now they start to say every negative thing they can find about you. The day you did not sing very well, you did not laugh very well, the day you jump and you did not jump very good, they start to remember everything. This is the nature of umami. But before we continue on this, I want to ask you a question. Are you checking yourself that you are not also a Sambalat and Tobiah to someone else? Am I talking to somebody? All right. Are you sad when someone else is happy? Something is working for somebody and you are sad about it? Do you tend to destroy other people's reputation because they are doing what you cannot do? We need to check ourselves. Because for God to elevate us, for great things to happen in our lives, we have to make sure that there has to be something in us that God can say, I am proud of this. If you are not supportive of God's standard, he cannot bless you. It's impossible. Inasmuch as we want God, we want him, he is willing to help us. If you can't find that thing in us that will help him to achieve his goal, he will not be able to do it. So we need to always check ourselves. So don't let us be at the receiving end alone and pray against our Sambalat and Tobiah. Let us also be conscious and be praying for ourselves that we are not also Sambalat and Tobiah for somebody else, the life of somebody else. Amen. If you cannot join them, leave them. Don't destroy them. Right? If you cannot pray for them, keep your mouth shut and keep walking. Hallelujah. Because you know what? One day, you're going to be in their shoes too. One day, you will need some help too. It does not matter who you are. Even Donald Trump doesn't have everything in stock for himself. Right? Nobody has it all. We all depends on each other. That's why God did not make Adam alone. And when he said, this guy can't be alone, he made Eve. When he looked at them again, what did he say? He blessed and said, M-I-B-C, M-I-R-A-C. Be multiplied, be replenished there. That is, in as much you are not a single entity, you can survive. But if you are a single entity all by yourself in life, the success will be limited. A tree does not make a forest. You must be in somebody else's life in form of positive influence. That is when you are contributing God's purpose in the life of that person. I don't know how many people are praying for things that I can't afford right now. I have to work hard every month to pay my bills. But maybe there's something that I can afford that I will not even... At least if I give somebody $1 today, I will still not feel it. So all of us, and some people, it could just be a positive comment from you. So let us be conscious and be sensitive so that God's hands can be strong in our lives. Amen. So now, Sister Adelagba can help us from that place she wanted to read the other time.
Hear, O our God, for we are despised and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them a prey in the land of captivity, and cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee, for they have provoked thee to anger before the builders.
Now read verse 13 to 14.
Therefore, set I in the lower place behind the wall, on the higher places. I even sent the people after their families with their swords, their spears and their bows.
Thank you, ma'am. So there are two lessons to learn here. Nehemiah prayed. And the second lesson is that Nehemiah was watchful. Prayerfulness and watchfulness. As children of God, we must understand this. Some of us have been naive in the past. We were prayerful, we were not watchful. Okay? There is a place for prayer, and there is another place for watchfulness. Be prayerful and what? And be watchful. God's protection will always be on you. When Jesus was declaring promises on the disciples, he said, is it Jesus or Isaiah? I tend to be corrected. He said that you will step upon snake and serpent, it will not hurt you. You will drink poisonous things, it will not harm you. Who said that? Was it Sam? I didn't hear you, man. Okay, Sam, thank you, man. God bless you. Sam, so you will step upon snakes and scorpions, they will not harm you. You will eat poisonous things, it will not affect you. I'm just paraphrasing now. Now, what does that mean is that, you know, nobody will see a snake and go and step on it. Nobody will see poison inside food and go and eat that food. But paraventure, it happened. They have mistakenly stepped upon snake and scorpion. The Bible gives that line for you that they will not be able to harm you. If by mistake they give something, anything poisonous, it will not harm you. But when you see a snake, what do you do? Don't step on it. When you see poison, what do? Don't eat it. Thank you, Mr. Victor. Don't step on snake when you see a snake. Don't eat poison when you see poison. That is watchfulness. That part, Christians, some of us, we don't do it. And that's why I said some of us have been naive in the past. It's not everything that you have to entertain in the name of Christianity. Set a boundary for yourselves. Am I talking to somebody? The one that we like to do, prayerfulness. Hallelujah. Prayerfulness. Nehemiah prayed from where Sister Labo read for us. Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 4 to 5. Let's read. Can you read that place for us again so we can pay attention to the way? I want you to watch the language, the statement, the words that he used. Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 4 to 5.
Hear, O God, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity, and cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee, for they have provoked thee to anger before thee. Builders.
Thank you, man. It's a prayer of God. I want you to get into action. If you read part, some other parts of prayers that Nehemiah prayed, Nehemiah was praying that God should bring judgment upon the enemies that wanted to stop him and his people. Right? And in verse 13 to 14, we talked about that, watchfulness. After Nehemiah prayed, he asked people to be guarding the wall 24/7. Right? They will only leave the wall. Maybe they want to go shower. They want to go eat. When they're doing that, another person will take the shift and be guarding the wall. Prayerfulness and watchfulness. So you pray dangerous prayers over the enemies that want to stop you. Hallelujah. Some of us, I don't want to use the word religiosity. I don't want to use the word Christianity, because those are good. But some of us, we take it to the extreme that we do not bring check and balances on it. The enemies must not be destroying you. And you are feeding that enemy. You are making that enemy robust, empowering that enemy to be destroying you. It should not be so. Not in the name of Christianity. You must draw a line. You pray some dangerous prayer.
bring your enemy into accountability in the place of prayer. There are some enemies that are not supposed to live. There are some enemies that are, they need to be removed so that your life can be at peace and things can work. Listen, as you're looking at me, I'm an embodiment of one big program that God made. It's not about me, it's about God. Same thing to you. Why will a fellow human being that look like me be stopping the will of God in your life? Let God that is above us all remove me if I want to stand on the path of your progress. Because I'm an interest of God's plan in your life. So, enemies that needs to be removed, that needs to be silenced, that needs to be eliminated, that needs to be demoted, that need to go deep and dump. Let the will of God come upon them. Some of us Christians today, if we were to be David, we would not write the book of Psalms. Because it's too holy, it's too sinful for us. David will say, judge my enemy. Blot out their names from the book of life. So please, let's be prayerful and be watchful. Just stop there. Be careful, be watchful, be prayerful. The Lord help us in Jesus' name. Any contribution, questions? Let me ask you a question. What instigated Sambalat and Tobiah to behave the way they behaved? What prompted Sambalat and Tobiah to behave the way they behaved? They were influenced by the devil. Absolutely. You are correct. Yes, who also want to tell us something else? They were natural enemies of the Jews. So let me help us. So, Sambalat and Tobiah, you know, let us be frantic, okay? There are some people that your sources invalidate them. Right? They don't have a problem with you if you are in the same level. But they have a problem when you are out of their level. When your status is a little bit higher than them, maybe you are able to do what they are not able to do. To them, you invalidate them because you are putting them on the spotlight. Or you are in a spotlight that you're not supposed to because you're supposed to be in the same spotlight. That can cause the kind of thing that Tambalat and Tobiah did.
Answer most of the questions. My question is there a way that even though we started at the same level and you surpassed me and I'm working towards to be like you without having envy or jealous, is that a sin to be like you?
No, it's not a sin. To aspire something good, it's a good thing, sir. Minister, you ask question. It's a good thing to aspire, all right? Yes, I want to be like, I want to have success like you. What's wrong with that? What we need to be conscious of is your success becoming my own bitterness. Yes, sir, that was your question. All right, sir, ma'am.
Based on the second aspect that you made mention of, not directly Sambalat and Tobiah, about friendly enemies, right? So I noticed that a lot of people, most people that are in that situation, they generally don't know that somebody that's because those people can be very deceptive, very friendly, and doing a lot of things. So now, but I also feel like God in His mercy sometimes will show people around them that this is not good. So, but those people involved for some reasons don't always know what can be done in that situation when you know that this is really negative for that person's life.
The question is a little complex, but you finished.
I am trying to say that, is it clear or do I need to make examples?
Okay, that's why you should repeat.
I'm saying, take for example, let's say there's a person that I know, I don't want to use the word the parent is enemy, that one is enemy, but I know of a certain situation, I'm just using that as an example, where the guy is almost approaching 40, not married, living with the parent, and the parent is the one taking this child to places, let's go and pray to do this, to do that, but somehow from afar you can see clearly that person needs to separate from that parent. But now the person is not saying it, it's kind of difficult for you to say it, or even when you say, you know, it's not passing through, what can be done?
So first of all, the first question, and I think is very critical, is that friendly, what they call it, right? Friendly, that's the new English about that. Friends, enemies that pretend like friends, right? There is no way you can know them all. You cannot know them all. Let me put it that way. So, but once you know, people handle it differently. Some people are smarter. They have the grace to handle it better than others. Some people, they will know and they will pretend as if they don't know. And they will do everything normal. Even though they know, they pretend as if they don't know. But they now have the consciousness, even though now they know. Some other people, they put everything, you can read it on their face. That is my smart approach. What I want us to pay attention to is, how we handle a situation like that. If you are a child of God and God has a purpose for your life, I will say this: if you are not learning the lesson, God will make them to break your heart. Your heart will be broken so that you can learn what you cannot learn in an easy way. You will learn it in a hard way, because there are some things that you tell your child that they will not understand until you spank them. So if God has a purpose for you, and God's mission is more important than even you yourself, you will have to pass through fire. But let's assume it doesn't get to that extent. We need to find a means of, you know what? David said, "You set a table before me in the presence of my enemy, and my cup runs over." You cannot eliminate your enemies. And if you don't have an enemy, it's a bad thing. It means there's no progress in your life. How you just handle it is what you should be praying that God will give you grace about. Now, the second part of your question is that it's not you are not in a place to correct everything. I don't think I'm in a place to correct everything. If I correct you and God has not sent me to correct you, you just made an enemy out of me. But if God wants me to correct you, I want to believe that God will also give you grace to understand it. And God will also give me the manner of approach that you will be able to understand and work with. Because at that juncture, you are God's agent. So, if somebody is involved so much in the life of somebody, it could be out of love. It may not be enemy. It could be out of ignorance. It may not be enemy. But, and we're not saying it's right, but ask for God's wisdom to handle such a situation. Sometimes you can advise. Sometimes you can tell somebody who knows how to approach the matter better. It depends on how God will be leading us in that matter. Yeah? Now, let's pray. Spirit God, we help us that we will not be Sambalat and Tobiah in the life of other people. Whatever we are source of hindrance, that God will forgive us and God will give us power to change our ways. Let's pray that prayer first. Father, we pray that we will not be Sambalat and Tobiah in the life of other people. That whatever we are making wrong input, Father, we ask for forgiveness. We ask that you give us power for corrections and strength to correct ourselves. That will be positive influence and not negative influence. But we help people carry banner of positivity, not negativity. We will not trash success of other people. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, very importantly, let us pray that every Sambalat and Tobiah that want to frustrate our lives, that the Lord will silence them, that the Lord will overcome them for us. Pray the prayer, please. Father, every Sambalat and Tobiah in my life, Sambalat and Tobiah, anywhere Sambalat and Tobiah is working against me, coming from the direction of family, from the direction of co-workers, from the direction of friendship, any form, any approach, any influence, any ear that is blowing in form of Sambalat and Tobiah in my life, concerning my marriage, concerning my children, concerning my family, concerning this ministry, Father, we pray that the power of Sambalat and Tobiah will be destroyed. Anything that reflects Sambalat and Tobiah will be cancelled. Let God help us in all our ways for victory and testimony. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.